Next on BYUSN, a Halloween edition of BYU Sports Nation. Naturally, we play a game of trick or treat to discuss what exactly lies ahead for BYU football. And like being favorites at Utah, the odds the Cougars go 4-0 in November, and will we see BYU play in the Fiesta Bowl this season?
Casey Klinger of second-ranked cross country helps us preview tomorrow's Big 12 championship, but we'll take to upset number one Oklahoma State. And of course, who is BYU athletic director Tom Homo dressed up as today? We'll reveal his costume live on the show. Can't wait to see who it is.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Thursday, October 31st, and a happy Halloween to all of you. Get ready for a bodacious, tubular 1980s edition of the show.
It's going to be heavy.
Spencer Linton alongside a man who appreciates a Clay Brown jersey more than most, Jerem Jordan.
Okay, we got the hookup here thanks to Rec League for some of the gear here, which is sweet. So we got the Clay Brown jersey, which, by the way, check this out. This is like mid-rift.
Oh, yeah.
it is above the belt. Like, if I didn't have an undershirt here, it'd be uncomfortable for you and me. we got the hats. We got the 1984 shirts underneath. We're 84 BYU football fans. And 40 years later, here we are feeling pretty good about an 8-0 BYU team this year.
We're manifesting things.
Manifesting. Say it out loud. Make it a reality. Yeah, I like that.
Speak it into truth.
Yes.
When I tucked in my jeans into my sneakers today.
Yeah, you got denim on denim.
I was transported back to a simpler time, Jerem.
Yes, when you and I were little kids.
Oh, let's bring it back. Denim on denim.
You look really warm, though. I'll tell you.
I'm very warm. Or in the words of Yegor Demin, denim on demon.
Nice.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Nice.
All rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
Hey, no, baby! Let's go! BYU and the Night Cougs are back.
The environment is electric.
Case is on the case! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Oh, I like that excitement level. In the spirit of Halloween. Let's go trick-or-treating, shall we? Go back to our true 80s roots, Jerem, because we were trick-or-treating in the 1980s, frankly.
Yes, we were.
We're going to present a statement and then decide if said statement is a trick or a treat. Join us, won't you? Let's start with this. Jerem, how about the idea that BYU football will go 4-0 in the final month of the regular season? Is this a trick or a treat?
Hey, certainly BYU could drop one. I don't see two, Spence, but I think it's a treat. I think BYU could absolutely go 4-0. I think we're all feeling pretty good about that possibility. Obviously, a big game at Utah where you haven't won since 2006 next week, but BYU is clearly the better team. Just go up there and get the job done. And then you've got winnable games. Kansas at home, who's 2-6. They're better than 2-6, but you got to win that game. Feels like Arizona, where it's like a big game, but you could win big if you play well.
Yes.
And then it's at Arizona State, which is the second toughest game left. And then Houston at home. Houston's sneaky. They've beaten TCU. They've beaten Utah. So you still got to show up for that one. You got to play well. There's no easy game here left. But you're going to be the favorite in all four of these, we think. I think it's a treat, man. Go 4-0.
I want this to be a treat so badly. This is the big house at the top of the hill on Halloween night, and you and your friends are working your way up to it, and you hope that they're giving out king-size candy bars. You hope! All signs point to it doing that, but you never know until you get to the actual door and you ring the doorbell and you say the phrase. I want it to be a king-size candy bar for BYU, and I want it to be the treat of going 4-0. I'm still leaning toward 3-1 in the final month. But like you, I'm not going to say it couldn't happen. Like, what has BYU done this year to say to me otherwise that they could not do it? They went 8-0 to this point. Why couldn't they, as favorites in their final four games, we believe, take care of business?
Someone make BYU a dog. I dare you. Do it again.
Don't trick me, please.
Do it again. Okay, number two here. Number nine, BYU. That sounds fun. Opens at a 4.5-point favorite at Utah. Trick or treat?
I think this is a treat. Frankly, I think a lot of BYU fans thought it might be more given Utah's recent struggles and the success of BYU. But again, it's still a road game. It's still a rivalry game. I like this. I think this is a treat. I don't think it's enough that BYU feels like they have some sort of, what am I getting at? The edge that they have played with all year.
Yeah.
They've been the underdog role. this is not a big enough line to take that away.
I also think, if I'm Kalani, I say, BYU hasn't won here since 06. You need to win this for all those guys that didn't. Like, there's motivating factors, even if you're the favorite. Yeah. It's just you can't look at the line and go, eh. The cut revealed that they really were bothered by being an underdog.
It was straight disrespectful.
Yeah. And so whatever motivating factor you need, it's a rivalry game. Hopefully you need zero.
Right.
You just walk in and go, I see Crimson. I don't like it. And I'm gonna play hard in this game because we need to beat these guys.
This is a treat in a way because BYU at one point back in April or May was a 17-point underdog
17.
In this game.
17.
So it swung 21 wow. and a half points.
That's an incredible
That tournament. In and of itself is a treat.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But again, I don't think it's enough of BYU as a favorite that it will take away the edge, which is why I also think this is a treat.
Yeah.
That's where it should be.
I'm saying trick just because I'm like, hey, don't look into the line. Look elsewhere.
Okay.
But whatever motivation.
Rivalry game. Yeah. Coin flip game. It usually is.
You don't have to get the boys that excited. The game creates the excitement itself. So.
On to the next. Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham announcing earlier this week that Isaac Wilson and Brandon Rose would be splitting reps at quarterback 50-50 ahead of the BYU-Utah game, and they will name a starter later next week. Is this a trick or a treat?
It's a treat that they don't know who the guy is, but it's really a trick. It doesn't matter because Utah's bottom 30 in points per play, third down conversions, completion percentage, interceptions, and giveaways. They're not good on offense. You hope that you keep them not good on offense with that great BYU defense. So I think it's a trick. You know, it doesn't matter who they roll out there. You still got to stop that guy. You know it's not going to be Cam Rising. But even if it was Cam Rising, they have struggled.
Have BYU fans learned anything about the past? Backup quarterback specifically from Utah.
We still there?
Yeah. There are fans that are still there. Like, don't buy into it. I've heard them telling me, like, don't buy into this. Utah's going to – they believe –
You were like, don't buy into Utah preseason.
A portion, yes, a portion of the BYU fan base is saying it's at Utah, rivalry game. They'll start a backup quarterback. Like, all caution right now. I am not there yet. I believe that BYU is a really good football team, and they have a really good chance to go and win this game.
They have a chance to win the game convincingly.
It gets weird,
but
for sure.
I don't care. Again, win by one plus. Do not care.
Yeah, just win.
Win.
Who cares
don't
how
care.
You get it done?
Because, like, if you are blowing out fools more consistently, maybe you're higher in the polls, maybe you're whatever. Ultimately, you got to get to that Big 12 title game. Any way you can. Yeah. Just win by one plus. I do not care how it happens. I've been there for, and so have you, for some crazy, amazing finishes. 98, Clank from Canisero. 2000, Lavelle's last game. Like, 06, back to Harleen. There have been some wild games.
And frankly, a lot in Utah's favor in that stadium in the recent past.
Yes. I'm trying to draw positive energy, but yes.
Just saying. It's part of the deal.
But yes, I just want to win. I also would love to see 300 rushing yards and win by 20 like in 96.
You channel the McKenzie, Ronnie Jenkins, Steve Sarkisian game?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the last double-digit win over Utah, by the way.
This is
96?
Yes, it is. Jeez. The last convincing win for BYU in that series. This is a trick, and this is gamesmanship. I expect nothing less from Kyle Whittingham. We've also learned what he does.
Of course, yeah. Of course, the guy with the
BYU
last name Rose
probably won't know who the starter is until they roll him out in the first series.
Yeah, exactly.
Just prepare for that.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, the Action Network's Brett McMurphy reports that the four P4 champs will play in the college football playoff quarterfinal games in assigned bowl games. The Big 12 champ is going to go to the Fiesta Bowl. So, will BYU play in the Fiesta Bowl?
Man.
Trick or treat?
Well, that idea is absolutely a treat, right?
Yeah.
Yes. BYU playing in the Fiesta Bowl, that means they've won the Big 12 championship game.
Yep.
So, not only do they go 4-0, probably, in the month of November, they get a fifth win in early December.
Or they go 3-1 and they win the title game.
Or just they get to the Big 12 championship game. So there are a couple things that have to happen there for BYU to play in the festival. One, they're in the Big 12 championship game. They win the Big 12 championship game. And they get a first round bye.
Yeah.
So how is that not a treat? This is all the sugar.
Yeah. This is the best.
This is all the sugar.
This is straight sugar.
Is it a trick that BYU fans are jumping ahead and maybe thinking about all this?
I don't know that fans are getting too riled up right now because they realize the challenge at hand.
It's going to be difficult.
You have to win the Big 12, not the regular season. You have to win the championship game to get to that game. Summon your Gary Scheide energy from 50 years ago.
Come on.
Get to that game. Oh, get to the Fiesta Bowl. That would be sweet redemption for 01 that didn't go, for 74 that didn't win. That would be amazing.
Jeremy, who cares about being the BCS buster, the Alliance buster? Be the playoff buster!
Yeah, BCS. Yeah.
Yeah. This is, that idea
I got other initials for you.
That idea of BYU in the Fiesta Bowl is loaded with sugar. Super fun.
Yeah.
Just get to the Big 12 title game. However you got to get there and give yourself an opportunity.
One or zero losses should get you there. Yeah.
Get you there. All right.
Obviously zero.
BYU men's basketball beat Colorado Christian 93-49 in an exhibition last night at the Marriott Center.
Yep.
A little sloppy at the end, but it's nice to win in the sloppy fashion by 44.
Sloppy Joe.
This year's team, think about this idea. This year's team is already better than last year's team, trick or treat.
Trick. The roster's got to congeal. You got a lot of freshmen there. You got to come together. You got to get healthy. You know, we didn't see Dallin or Foose last night. You got some guys that set up. No, the trick.
It's a trick. This team is more talented than last year's team.
Sure.
But does that translate immediately right now on October 31st of this year to being a better team than what BYU put on the floor last year?
Like maybe had they beat them with pure athleticism and skill there, but I don't know. That team
give
was pretty good
time.
At the end of last year.
Jeremy, you've got the brand new nicest set of golf clubs. You've got your private swing coach.
Gotta break them in.
But you have to spend time with your coach and your brand new golf clubs to get good at the game.
Yes, you do. Women's soccer earned a 4 seed and a bye in the Big 12 tournament. They're going to play 5 seed Oklahoma State Saturday. BYU must beat Oklahoma State to make the NCAA tournament. Trick or treat.
That's a trick. 100,000%. They are in the NCAA tournament. That road win at Texas Tech.
Money.
Was huge. Texas Tech had given up 2 home goals all year.
All year.
All
and Brigham
year.
Got 2.
And BYU got 2 that night.
One in the 90th.
In that win.
There's no stoppage time in NCAA soccer.
No, they locked their bid. They locked their bid up by beating Texas Tech and securing the 4 seed in the Big 12. It might have.
A time.
They were already on the right side of the bubble.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the idea that they have to win tonight.
No.
Trick.
No.
Or against Oklahoma State, I should say.
Yeah.
Not tonight, but nah. You don't have to win that game. You're in. 20th ranked BYU women's volleyball hosts number 13 Arizona State tonight. Now the Sun Devils are the only team to beat BYU in fewer than 5 sets, which is a crazy stat.
One team all year.
They swept BYU earlier this month. So. Here's your statement. BYU will get revenge tonight against Arizona State, trick or treat, on Halloween.
Treat. BYU's good at home, 10-2 this year. ASU serves the ball extremely well, number one in the Big 12. BYU's got the number one block. If BYU can pass decently, Spence, I like BYU's chances. I think this could be a fun match tonight.
This has all the makings of yet another 5-set treat. Doesn't it?
Hopefully it's like the Utah game. You get 5 and you win.
Yes.
2-5 in 5 sets this year.
I feel like this is going 5 sets, and BYU and the home crowd, Halloween energy, they will deliver a treat.
BYU's 11-1 in 3 or 4 set matches, the only loss to Arizona.
All right.
Number 1, women's cross country. Number 2, men's cross country. Race tomorrow in the Big 12 Championships in Waco. BYU cross country will win not 1 but 2 Big 12 Championships this weekend. Trick or treat.
Oh, I would love to say treat here, but I think this is a trick. I think this is a little too much to ask for BYU to deliver there. I can see one. The men are heavy underdogs against Oklahoma State.
Despite being number 2 in the country.
Yes.
Number 1 Oklahoma State, the heavy favorite.
There's a significant gap between Oklahoma State and everybody else.
And BYU was kind of saying this out loud, like, oh, hopefully we can knock them off.
Yes.
They're pretty good,
yes.
Which is funny as the number 2 team in the nation. But this one doesn't matter as much as Nationals. Like, I would like the women to win the Big 12 title. And if the men do, too, that's great. I'm more concerned about Nationals.
Yeah.
Women rank number 1, by the way.
Listen, I think one will happen. 2 is a lot to ask.
2 would be awesome. More concerned about NCS.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a trick in that statement. It's half treat.
Yeah, we would take both. really would.
It's the candy bar that was partially open. Part of it still tastes good, and then the rest is
But it was from your
great.
Siblings, so you're like, well, I know them. Should I still eat it? No? Okay.
Our question of the day on this Halloween-themed BYU Sports Nation. Should you tuck your jeans into your shoes?
No! No!
I kid. What
are
Halloween?
Are you?
Oh, yeah, bro.
You're not. Let's see.
Yeah. Tuck them in. Yeah.
Oh, you got the pumps, bro. Pump it up, Doc. This is an Nike school, but for one day,
on Halloween, I'm allowed to do this.
That's funny.
What Halloween candy best describes BYU football season so far? This is interesting because all of you have very different ideas about what good candy
what is. Good
is
candy?
Right? If someone says candy corn, Trevor Maddich.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was a terrible answer last year, right?
I don't know what you can do candy corn. It's okay. Brandon Palmer on X says, Milky Way, because they've been playing out of this world.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
I love it.
You could also anchor at KSL. Number 20, BYU Women's Volleyball hosts number 13, Arizona State tonight. Critical volleyball match, like we talked about. 9 Eastern on ESPN+.
And who is Tom Homo dressed as today? The Halloween reveal.
Here it comes. Don't
jump. The athletic director is on his way next on BYU Sports Nation.
Who or what is he? I can't tell.
This is the day that he is the most famous on social media every year.
Nationally, people know Tom Homo.
They await what he will do.
It's a Star Wars theme. It's perfect. It's Rafiki.
Rafiki.
Sports Nation, you ain't never had a friend like me.
True.
What do you do to top it?
He's the best. He is literally
What
the best.
Do you do to top that Can't history?
Wait. Can't wait. Here we go.
Tom Homo and Halloween costumes are such a national story every year.
Seriously. Seriously.
We are live in Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I am 1980s version of Spencer Linton alongside 1980s version of Jerem Jordan. Manifesting goodness. Glory years.
6-year-old.
Let's go. It's time to welcome in the BYU Athletic Director for the 2024 Halloween costume reveal. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Tom Homo.
Tom Homo as?
I have no idea.
Jafar, let's go. Let's go.
Yes, Iago.
Welcome, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
This is 49er red.
Okay, we're just
I
making
can
sure.
Wear red officially.
Yes, you can. Yeah, and absolutely. It's not you should exactly, celebrate that Niner gang.
It's not that week either, quite yet.
Not why? Not yet. Not one yet. Week to go.
You look amazing. How many hours on this one?
A few. Janine with a little OT today.
Every year.
She's the MVP.
She's so consistently amazing.
BYU Theater Arts makeup.
Well, your costume, again, never disappoints. What time did you wake up this morning?
Oh, just early. Got my smoothie and head down to makeup. You know how it is. You guys
Holy
are pros.
Cow.
You do it every day.
Now, you've done two costumes
like this.
Now in the Aladdin world. You've been the genie and now Jafar.
Yeah. Someone said, how about Aladdin? I said, I'm a little too old for Aladdin. I don't go around wearing no shirt, like a vest with no shirt underneath it much anymore.
The bird on the shoulder is incredible.
Someone said, oh, what a great Iago costume. And I'm the, that's Iago, by
yeah,
the way.
Oh, yeah, Iago.
Yes.
And I'm just the accessory.
That's funny.
The staff. Look at this staff.
It's legit. I don't like snakes, so this is very fun.
Oh, let me just put this right
there. Yeah, just put it right there. I'm pretty sure it's not real.
The all-powerful Tom Homo is with us on BYU Sports Nation.
Okay, why Jafar this year?
I just start looking early, sometimes January, February, March. I usually want to get on an airplane. I'll look at some of the iconic covers and I was watching, I love the Disney
of the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at the covers to see if there's any iconic characters. And I was watching, I like the Disney movies, the animated ones. My sister used to work for Disney Animation. So I just saw Jafar. He landed. Janine, how's Jafar? Can we do Jafar? Can we knock it off? Yes. Call Rhonda, who does the costume. Amazing job.
So
and
good.
I said, Rhonda, Jafar? Yes, we're on. That's it. Once I get those two, we're rolling.
So does Rhonda make this herself?
From scratch, everything.
That's amazing.
Including this.
The staff,
wow.
too?
Everything.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's not like you just go on Amazon and buy Jafar,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I go for a few fittings just to make sure it all works out, but it's not off the shelf.
Have they said no to anything? Have you been like, oh, well, what about this? And they're like, too much.
After Rafiki, Rhonda said, let's stay away from animals from now. I'm not really good with fur. So this is the only animal that she can do. She's pretty good with snakes.
That's pretty good. We're nice showing a montage here. What's been your favorite one?
You know, I really don't have. That's like saying, which is your favorite kids?
I got a favorite kid.
I think they're all fun.
You and Deion Sanders, Jerem.
The one that listens.
I mean, as I look back at them now, they're all fun.
Just so much work. It's like, but we're going on like a decade plus now, Tom.
Were you doing
epic
it before?
Halloween costumes.
No. You know the story. So the story is that one year, many moons ago, our women's soccer team dresses up in theme every year.
They go hard.
So one of them said, hey, what are you going to be? You dressing up tomorrow, Tom? I'm like, yeah. What are you going to be? I said, oh, it's a surprise tomorrow. So I showed up. I came home, no idea. I asked my kids, what should I be for Halloween? They had no idea. So they said, how about like Justin Bieber? So I wear like a little jeans and a t-shirt. I have this little funky wig, a little chain. I show up and the girls go, that is the worst costume ever for Halloween. And so I'm like, I'm a little competitive. So the next year I said, all right, we're on.
Yeah, yeah, bring it.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Okay, awesome. I'm not gonna ask you to say, bring me the lamp, okay? I'll do that for you.
That was pretty good.
But if you had three wishes for BYU athletics, moving forward.
That was quick of you. I'm surprised. I know you didn't know what was going
on.
That was good. I'd say stability.
Okay.
You know, I've thought about this a lot. When you look at BYU football and BYU athletic history, it's been a long, long time that the teams have been stable. You know, you'll have some ups and downs, but if you look at BYU football, we're in the top 10. I think we're 8 right now in total wins over the last 50 years.
Amazing.
And I think that comes from stability, and that starts with Lavelle Edwards and the tradition that he laid down, the great players that he brought through, the culture that he created. You know, you bring in Coach Mendenhall, who adds a little flavor that's a little bit different to that, that adds and makes it stronger. And then Coach Kalani, who adds a totally different touch.
Yes, he does.
And I think all three of those coaches, if you look at those three coaches over an extended period of time, that's a long time of stability. There's been some ups and downs in all three of their tenures, but I think one of the keys was not making a lot of drastic changes just because. I mean, the fans love the fact that their team goes up, and they don't like it when the team goes down. But I think that looking at BYU football, they're going to be stable, and that's one. Two, keep Sports Nation alive for
Let's go.
I mean, it ignites Cougar Nation every day. I can't tell you how many times, and you know this, that people tune in from around the world. It's on mobile and it's on radio, it's everywhere. And I think that Cougar Nation and the brand of BYU has been greatly enhanced by your show. So thank you for that.
Thanks. Yeah, we're all in this
and
together.
And then three is just keep on bringing the Cougs, the players. I mean, it's really all about the players and personnel, players and coaches. But if you look back, there's a lot of great games, and games are made famous by great players and great plays. And Bill Walsh used to always say, to have a great year, you have to have your greatest players, your best players have to have their best years. And I think right now, if you look at our team, our best players are playing really, really well. And they're complemented by our core guys. So you look at special teams right now.
Amazing.
Special teams' core is really good. I'm not even talking, I mean, you have fakes and returns and field goals and kickoff returns, punt returns and all that, but they're core guys. They're playing super. You won't know their names, but that's the core of what we do. I love that part of it.
That was a great answer, Tom. You didn't even know that was coming. That was pretty good.
Three wishes. Yeah,
that was great. By the way, we're wearing this is the Clay Brown. We're kind of 1980s, BYU fans. You actually wore these jerseys.
Yes, indeed.
They're very different now.
Yeah, you didn't tuck them in. They flew around, and your hips were exposed. I had a few hip pointers. I love them, though. Just looking at them, it brings back a lot of memories, especially that Holiday Bowl insignia. It's really, we were in the first Holiday Bowl against Navy. It's a long time ago. And we're back bowling this year. It's fun to be back.
Incredible,
bowling.
Incredible.
Can you smell the jersey when you look at it? Probably smell terrible, right?
I kind of can. What I think about immediately is Jack Murphy Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such an iconic stadium, and it's sad that it's gone, but... Yeah. It's been a long, long time. Stadiums do need to be refreshed. So, yeah, I have really deep-seated feelings and emotions and a lot of stories about the Holiday Bowl.
When do we get the 46 jersey, okay? Because we need to make that happen. I think your son Danny can make that happen, yeah. Tom.
Danny said, which number we should have said? Not 46.
That's awesome. Okay, next Tuesday, the College Football Playoff Committee is going to come out with the rankings. Do you care where BYU is? Because ultimately, you got to get to the Big 12 title game. And if you're undefeated, you're probably in the playoff. But if there's one loss, you probably got to win that game. Winning will work itself out. So do you care where BYU is?
I'm not going to use the word care. I'm going to say I'm interested. Mm-hmm. But like for us right now, this team, Kalani has these guys and his staff and the players, the leadership on the team. They have them at a real good spot. So like it's amazing that they haven't, you don't really hear them getting too far out ahead of themselves or out over their skis. And I really love the fact that, hey, we got another game. We have a bye week this week, and they're talking about the bye week. And everyone knows the importance of the next game against University of Utah. But, like, it won't really matter on Tuesday if we don't take care of business next week. And then after that, the next week. So after we were, like, 2-0, people said, wow, what's the next big game? I said, the next one. And then what? The next one. Mm-hmm. And so, like, now when you're on this real nice momentum going your way, you just think, like, they say one game at a time, right, Tom? I say one play at a time. One play at a time.
Yeah, let's minimize that and just kind of go small steps, because BYU has traversed a long way with those small steps. And as you, because you have been a coach before, like, do you have conversations with Kalani about the mentality of the team, or do you just let him do his thing?
No, I let him do his thing. I think it's dangerous. Like, I know a little too much about football, and I always think that people that are GMs or presidents of teams or ADs, I learned that kind of when I was coaching. I would see the administration, and there's a role for administration, but it's not to be in the X's and O's, the football part. Now, Kalani and I will talk about the team, and I basically listen to him. If he has questions for me, he'll ask, and I'm careful about how I ask them. But, I mean, they're doing so well. If I stuck my nose in it, that would be a terrible thing to do.
Okay, general state of BYU athletics right now. You got women's cross country at number one, men's cross country number two, trying to win over the weekend. Women's soccer has kind of rebounded nicely to get a bye in the Big 12 tournament. They might be in with that win over Texas Tech. We'll see. Women's volleyball, top 20. They got a huge match tonight with Arizona State. How are you feeling about the general state of Cougar athletics? And obviously, men and women's basketball started some exhibitions this week as
well. Yeah, I'll go back to stability. I think if you look at those programs too, super coaches that are going to be in there. Recruits know what they're getting from those coaches. The kids come in, the young freshmen and sophomores, they know those seniors. There's not a lot of movement. Knock on wood, you have this transfer portal issue. BYU's benefited from it and not really. We've had a few players that we've lost through the years, but I think that stability is such an important part of it. And then just let them grow, develop, build, and then redo. Like, when you talk about soccer, I'm super, super proud of them, because they had one starter from last year's College Cup.
Yeah.
One starter, and that's the keeper, because of graduation, missions, and injury.
Yeah.
And then we get ranked number one in this Big 12, and I think we were like in the top
number three
in the national rankings.
Yeah. And I'm telling people across the country, they're asking me, wow, you got a top five soccer team. I'm like, we have no starters back. And they took it on the chin a little bit early. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they bounced back. And I'm probably more proud of this team this year than most of the teams that I've seen in that. Now, the teams that have gone to the College Cup, they're loaded. They're dynamite. Those are teams that come around every once in a while. For Jen, it's a little bit more than every once in a while. But I love that.
Iago's counterpart, Jafar, has escaped the Arabian Nights to join us in Studio B.
I always have these serious questions. They go out on social, and there's no context. It's just Tom dressed
up. That's why we're covering it with video.
Answering about the college football playoffs.
I just think I was going to go be when I get on the Big 12 AD call today.
Is that today again?
They think I'm a little crazy anyway.
Good. We're here for it. All right. I want to finish with the quarterback at BYU, Jake Retzlaff, and this ambassador role he has taken with all of the national media, and how he has handled being the Jewish quarterback at Brigham Young University, a school that is clearly sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. From your perspective, how has Jake handled this national attention and this unique scenario?
Yeah, I think Jake has done a great job of handling it well. I mean, he's in a rock'em sock'em competition for that quarterback spot. And it comes right down to the end when they make a decision that he's going to be the number one QB1. But I think that I'll add to that. He has handled it extremely well. He couldn't have done that without the team. You know, I've been on teams where there's a ton of diversity in every way. And the teams that deal with, unify, they're together, they build this incredible culture together with diversity, whether it's religious or racial or location or age, whatever it might be, you have to allow everyone on your team to thrive in their own way. And I think if you look at BYU, like last year, another great example of that was Ali Khalifa during basketball season, mm-hmm. where during Ramadan, you know, he was able to worship the way he loved his maker, and the team around him supported him.
Yeah.
And it was just a beautiful thing to see that. And it wasn't so much that they were showing it out there, that was him. And same thing with Jake. I think Jake has strong spiritual beliefs, and our team, and I credit Kalani and the staff for creating a culture where that's not just acceptable, it's like nourished, and people cherish that everyone has that opportunity.
There's not another football team that will have studied or had more questions or academic research or religious of Judaism than BYU, maybe. We're very interested. He's always said, like, everyone's super interested in Judaism here. It's like, well, yes, we believe we're literally related, so let's go. It's awesome.
Great to have you on the show, Tom.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you.
Incredible.
This again, out of context
we look
clips, going to be real fun on social.
Hey,
what's awesome. Out of context mean?
We look forward to this every year.
I got a show for you, Arrested Development.
Okay, I got
Thanks
you.
Thanks for coming on, Tom.
Hey, were you rocking denim on denim in 1984?
You know, I'm looking at that right now. The only thing missing is I had a mustache.
You're right. Yeah. I should have added a stash.
For Halloween, you could have.
It's been growing one for a week. It's
and,
true. Quite
I do want to say, like, looking at that 85, like, some people have asked me, why not 84, you know, the national championship team? But I love the fact that it's 85, that one play, that great play, was really something that will stand forever in Cougar lore. And I want to just shout out to Clay Brown.
Heck yeah.
Clay Brown, one of the greatest players ever at BYU.
Clay's awesome. We enjoyed talking to him on the show.
Yeah, prior to the SMU game, we had him on. It was awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, Tom. Good to see you.
The power of the Cougars.
Bring me the lamp.
Go listen to Connor Pay, Chase Roberts. They got a new podcast, 2-Point Conversion, as they share their thoughts and testimonies.
Great stuff.
From this week's Come Follow Me lesson with Young Men General President and BYU Professor Brad Wilcox.
Well, maybe you heard about it, but Cougar basketball put on an exhibition display last night in a major way. Thoughts on that, plus a chance at revenge, and another former Cougar signs with an NFL practice squad. This is BYUSN.
Who's the practice squad?
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on this creepy edition on Halloween on social, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out your Halloween headlines.
Number 9 football held practice yesterday. They continue prep for play at Utah next Saturday night. BYU opened yesterday as a 4.5-point favorite against Utah, according to FanDuel. Utah originally opened as a 17-point favorite back in May. Oh, how the turns table.
17-point favorite, as if. The Action Network's Brett McMurphy reporting yesterday, the Big 12 champion will indeed play in the Fiesta Bowl in the college football playoff quarterfinals, regardless of seeding. ESPN's FPI currently gives BYU the best odds to win the Big 12 at 33.2%.
Keep winning. Men's basketball beat Colorado Christian 93-49 in an exhibition game last night at the Marriott Center. Cougars were led by Cannon Catchings, 19 points. Trevor Nell, Richie Saunders, Dawson Baker all scored in double figures as well. Yegor Demon did not score on 0 of 3, shooting but pulled down 6 rebounds. They shot 11 assists in the win. BYU opens the season Tuesday, November 5th against Central Arkansas.
Number 20 BYU women's volleyball hosting number 13 Arizona State. Top 20 showdown at the Smithfield House. The Sun Devils swept BYU in Tempe earlier this month. The only team to beat BYU this season in less than 5 sets. You can watch tonight's match beginning at 9 Eastern on ESPN+.
Not dressing up for that one, don't worry.
Okay.
Women's golf finished 10th at the Nanea Invitational in Kailua Kona, Hawaii yesterday. MJ Berrigan had a great week, had the hole-in-one, highest finisher shooting 2 over, good for 20th overall.
Good luck to BYU women's tennis as they head to Fort Worth to play in the TCU Invitational this weekend. Competition begins today and runs through Saturday.
And Dax Milne signs with the Panthers practice squad yesterday after spending the last 3 seasons with the Washington Commanders and earlier this year in training camp with Las Vegas. Congrats to Dax.
I was literally texting with him on Monday to get an update on his life. And he said, you know, I worked out for the Saints, but Nothing really came from it, so just staying ready. The next day, the next day, Carolina calls, and I was like, I guess we're not going to lunch anytime soon, are we, buddy?
Happy for him, man.
Holy cow, super happy that he's back in the league. Up next, it's race day eve for BYU cross country and the Big 12 championships. They go down tomorrow. We'll preview the race with the great Casey Klinger after the break. This is BYU Sports Nation. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. Happy Halloween, everyone. We are live in Studio B.
We're just doing our Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
I'm molting!
Iago. I could kind of do the Jafar.
Bring me the lamp!
Pretty good.
Let's bring in Casey Klinger of BYU Men's Cross Country on the eve of the Big 12 championship race. Casey, welcome back to BYUSN. How are you?
Yeah, it's good to be here. How are you guys?
Feeling good on Halloween. We just had Tom Holman in studio, you know, as Jafar a few minutes ago, which was awesome. You guys are at the Big 12 championships now. I love that you guys are number two in the country, Casey. You guys are all Americans, outstanding runners. Oklahoma State's number one. They're in the same league, and here you are competing for the championship. What's the vibe? Because I get the sense that you guys are like, they're the heavy favorites. Let's see if we can knock them off. What's the deal here?
Yeah, we can't forget about Iowa State as well, ranked number four. So we got quite the conference, quite the competition ahead of us. But, yeah, I mean, we're just going to focus on what we've been doing all year, just racing our best and not worrying too much about the things you can't control. So no, we're just super stoked to run against some really fast guys, and I think we can have a good turnout for sure.
What's the Halloween candy of choice if you were to energize for this race tomorrow, Casey?
Probably Reese's peanut butter cup.
Nice.
You allowed to eat that the day before a race?
I cannot confirm or deny whether I had one yesterday or not.
It's a big month for you guys because you got the Big 12 championships, and then obviously in November you got the NCAA championships. Oh, by the way, your wife Morgan Bauer, you guys are having a baby boy, which I know the Bowers are excited about after they had seven girls.
Yeah.
What's the next month of your life going to be like, man?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. The due date's on Thanksgiving Day, so... that's super exciting. We have a lot to look forward to the next few weeks. Yeah.
Outstanding. Casey Klinger with us on BYU Sports Nation. Let's get back to the Big 12 championship conversation and specifically the course in Waco. How familiar are you with the track that you're going to run tomorrow?
I've never been to this course. I don't think our team has been to this course either. So, but we get to run it this afternoon to kind of scope it out and make a game plan. So, that will be good to survey the course this afternoon. And we just know that it's a golf course and that we're going to be running against a lot of fast guys. So, yeah, that's about all we know.
Ultimately, the goal is to win the national championship. So how do you sort of balance the, yes, we want to win the Big 12 championship and sort of walk in with some confidence versus, well, ultimately our best race needs to be November 23rd in Wisconsin.
Yeah, this year we focused a lot on our training and our build and making sure that we're going to put together our best races at the end. And so our training has really been focused on tomorrow and the next few weeks. So I think we're going to see a lot of things really come together. And the best preparation for nationals is have a great race tomorrow at conference. So that's what we're focused on.
Casey, from day one of this season to now the eve of the Big 12 championships, where do you feel like your team has improved the most?
I think we've really improved on consistency. Our guys have been very consistent in the races. We've put up to each race, we've had our best day at those races. And so I think if we can continue to let those good races, those good races like compound on each other, we can continue to do really well. And so I think just having that moxie, that racing competitive edge, that's been our key strength this year.
Connor Mance, a couple years ago after he won, you know, the two national titles in cross country, he said, "My advantage is that I can suffer longer than other people." What is your advantage, Casey?
I'm just part of a great team, a great program. I have great support system with Coach Eisen, Coach Waite, And then my teammates, they're the reason I'm here. So I know, and then my family as well supporting me. So I'm not alone. That's kind of my strength, is I can be supported by them and I can help support them. So I think, as far as suffering longest, I'm working on that too. I hope I can say that at the end of the race. Cause that's definitely the key to being a really good cross country runner, is being able to hurt. So, yeah.
Casey, what does running in Waco compared to running at elevation in Utah do for your team in terms of time and energy and conditioning?
Yeah. It's 4,500 feet in Provo. So we have that altitude training effect. So, that helps us get really fit. As far as racing at sea level, rarely do we notice the difference. We just end up running faster times, but I think it's definitely really good for us to be training at altitude. It's a lot more humid here and it's hot. And so I think teams that are used to that, I think that's good for them. But I think having that altitude training is a key strength for us.
Yeah, for the record, it's 470 feet. Stages. It's 470 feet of elevation in Waco, by the way.
So 10 times less, just a simple 10 times less. When you go out for a casual run, do you have, some AirPods in? And if so, besides this show, what are you listening to?
No, the conversation's too good on our runs. So none of us wear headphones. but when I'm not running, when I'm listening to music, I listen to a lot of, I'm a guitarist. So I love John Mayer, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton,
nice.
Steve Ray Vaughan. Those are the kind of guys I listen to.
You can play.
Yeah, I dabble.
Nice. I can't tell. Well, that either means you're awesome or you're literally a beginner. So it sounds like you're awesome at it. I can't wait to hear it. Yeah.
Casey Klinger is with us on BYU Sports Nation. Okay, as you look ahead to Nationals, again, you want to get to the Big 12 championships, but where do you feel like you could gain some ground on Oklahoma State from a team perspective and schematically, because they have been so dominant? So what's the next step for you to feel like, okay, we can compete with these guys and upset them for a national title?
Yeah, we had a great race at Dellinger in Oregon a few weeks ago where we swept the meet. We scored a perfect score, 15 points, which means we placed 1 through 5. And our spread between our first man and our fifth man was 5 seconds. And so I think that's a key strength for us, is having that small spread to kind of get in between these Oklahoma State guys, get ahead of them. They have a lot of front runners and they're really fast. They have a lot of international runners that are really strong. And so I think just having the confidence that we can run with them, and then having that 5 second spread like we did at Dellinger, that's going to be big for us.
All right, Casey, great to talk with you. Let's give you some BYU Sports Nation karma, not just for the Big 12 championships and the approaching national championships, but frankly, for your life. You're going to have a baby. You got to get through the holidays. We're giving you all of the karma that we can muster from Studio B.
And do you have track eligibility in the spring, or is this it for you?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was a little scared. We only had one more month of Casey Klinger, but okay, good.
We got a few more months.
6 months. Good, good.
Let's go, Casey. We appreciate you joining us. You can now go get in your shirtless Ed Eyestone costume and throw on your mullet and the mustache. So,
and eat some Reese's Pieces.
And enjoy, for sure. Enjoy your Halloween. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Casey Klinger with us on BYU Sports Nation. His temperament is kind of how he runs. Just very, very even keel, steady,
consistent,
strong.
But I'm a lion. I'm going to eat you for breakfast. Like, he is competitive and going to be near the front of the pack, which is going to be fun to watch. Can't wait for that. Okay, if you miss any interviews, shows, games, find them on BYSN.com. Download the free BYU TV app. Get all the BYU TV sports content on demand. All the Spencer Linton you can handle.
Oh, boy. You want more denim on denim?
I do.
What Halloween candy do you believe best describes BYU football season so far? I can't wait to read more of these creative responses. This is BYU Sports Nation.
It's no candy corn. Gosh.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Oh, Tom Homo today getting ready. Great work by wardrobe and makeup artist.
Janine, you're amazing.
Janine is amazing. Jafar.
I don't even look at Lori Homo getting involved there as well.
Hey, Lori's the real MVP probably, right?
Like she's amazing too. Cougarette, did you know that? Fun fact. Oh, she was a Cougarette.
That's great.
Yeah.
A little photo with us and Tom. Pretty fun.
It's ominous.
Fun fact, jeez. We got enveloped into the cave then we had to come back magically through the lamp. So got crazy there.
Yeah, and I like that Tom didn't get too ambitious with his third wish, unlike Jafar in the actual movie.
Right? Kind of, don't ruin it.
He reined it back.
Yeah.
Thought that was appropriate.
Yeah.
And he's done the villain thing before, as Voldemort, right?
Well, so he who shall not be named.
And frankly, in Coco, too, when he is Ernesto de la Cruz, who actually turns out, if you haven't seen the movie, sorry, spoiler alert.
It's been long enough.
He's a bad dude.
Statute of limitations is up, right?
Our question of the day.
Some kids watching this, then.
What? Ernesto de la Cruz? What Halloween candy best describes BYU football season so far? At Top Gun Brendan on X says,
I wonder what his favorite movie is.
Nerds Gummy Clusters, since they exemplify a delightful surprise this year.
Amazing.
As the season unfolds, the excitement grows, making each game as exciting as stuffing your face with another handful of Nerds Clusters.
I like Nerds more than I might like the cluster part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You like the actual Nerds better than Nerds Gummy Clusters?
I just want Nerds.
I don't know that I have ever heard that opinion.
Just straight Nerds.
Nerds are delicious.
I love the cluster too, but I like really love it.
Yeah, Mike Leach, I believe that was the great Mike Leach.
Nerds?
Nerds Gummy Clusters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He loved the gummy.
He loved the gummy clusters.
When I found out about the gummy clusters, I went and bought like 20 packs.
Maybe you got
that first day.
Overdone?
Maybe. Alicia Worthlin on Instagram. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, because we all know they will be taking the Big 12 Cup.
Let's go.
If you will, the championship.
Let's go. UT Perkins on Instagram answers, Starburst. Mm. The stars are showing up and bursting with yards, points, turnovers, and wins.
Aaron K underscore MN on X. Reese's Fast Break.
Delicious.
When people think of the best candy bars, it won't come to mind, but once you try it, you realize how ridiculously good it is.
That's an incredible post right there.
Yet it wasn't the elite voice of the day.
That is an incredible post. Yeah. I was literally saying this to my son last night. People don't understand how amazing that is.
Yeah, you're going to see it on display in the Marriott Center this year, by the way. How about Yegor Demon? He doesn't score. Not worried about it. 11 assists, 6 boards. He was just, I'm going to set up everybody. And with no Dallin Hall, he needs to be extra setup guy last night.
Yes. Yegor Demon, not Denim.
If you can read, the M is first.
And Megan Dayton 21 on Instagram says Twix, because we ain't playing no Twix on anyone. Nice. We just that good. At Zach Dutson on X says Snickers, because they are hungry.
Oh, I like that. That's a great one.
Hungry? Why wait?
Yet it's not the elite voice today.
Okay. And our elite voice today presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated. You take it, Jerem.
At RY underscore O underscore 1 on X. This season has been like a neighbor handing out large, warm, freshly baked, homemade brownies. Mm-hmm. Way better than you would have expected before kicking in the door.
For sure.
Who's kicking in the door?
I hope not anybody tonight.
We don't, support that idea, but I know you're kidding.
To me, it's a king-size version of your favorite candy bar.
Like you're expecting candy, but not that size.
Candy is great. Football is good.
We
so fun. 6 wins.
7 or 8 wins.
Right?
Not 8-0.
Yes. Like when I said BYU would win 8 games, I put it out earlier this week. I got absolutely blasted on Twitter for saying that I thought BYU had an opportunity to win 8 games this season.
In particular from a fan base to the north.
Yes. Okay? We thought it would be a good candy bar. Solid candy bar.
We both guessed 7-5, and you said, hey, I could see 8. Yeah. This has been awesome.
Jerem, we've gone to the dollar store and been told there's no budget. Just grab it all. Like, that's what this season has been like thus far.
I would hope it's better than the dollar store, but I feel you.
Right?
Yeah.
Just go into the aisle and just you got the basket.
Big 12 ain't no dollar store. That's Mountain West, Doc.
Come on. Okay. Well, you want to go to the super expensive candy store in the airport?
Well, we went to Target. That's good enough for me. Middle class, awesome. Yeah.
What's the Big 12 grocer? Bucky's? How about that? We've been invited to go to Bucky's.
Invited to go to Bucky's.
The truck stop of all truck stops, and you can grab anything you want off the shelf. today's Rise and Shout Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
The Rock in the exhibition. Did they think BYU was playing Kansas? They were amazing last night.
It was unbelievable. That was awesome. An exhibition game,
so
almost
good.
A sellout.
Great crowd.
Our thanks to today's guests, Jafar, Tom Holmo, and Casey Klinger.
Sorry, Dennis.
For Jeremy, I'm Spencer. Happy Halloween, go Cougs!
See you at volleyball tonight.